You're listening to World Cafe. My name is Raina Duris. Today, you're headed to the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Richmond, for our Sense of Place series. The World Cafe team visited Richmond a few months ago to explore the music scene there and found a lot of really exciting stuff coming out of a studio called Space Bomb. Space Bomb is not just a studio, it's a creative hub in Richmond. They're a label, they do publishing, management, they do it all. I met up there with a fast-rising Richmond band called The Sleepwalkers. Their sophomore album, Ages, is out on Space Bomb Records, and I talked to band members and brothers Austin and Michael York about that album, and about how Richmond, Virginia's music scene has evolved, and what makes it so special. But first, you get to hear this song from Ages, recorded live at Space Bomb Studios for World Cafe. This is The Sleepwalkers with Wake Up. Wake Up from Sleepwalker's latest album, Ages, on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris in Richmond, Virginia for World Cafe's Sense of Place. And I'm with Sleepwalkers right now, the two brothers from Sleepwalkers. Could you introduce yourselves?
Austin, and I play bass and sing vocals.
Michael, and I play guitar and sing.
Now, usually I don't ask about band names, but yours has a real story behind it from when you were kids. Why are you called Sleepwalkers? Did you actually sleepwalk?
I did, yeah.
You did. What movie were you sleepwalking in?
Oh my gosh, I don't, maybe it was like Sensibility, something like that. Maybe Pride and Prejudice or something.
What do you mean you were sleepwalking
in the theater?
He was sitting in the front row, and then like during the movie, he started stood up and,
at the movies.
Yeah, and started walking around.
My cousin had to slap me in the face to wake me up out of this night terror, which had, you know,
scary for you and for everybody else there.
It stopped when, you know, about 15 or 16, you know.
So if you can't tell if you're listening, they are brothers. The York brothers are a part of Sleepwalkers. You have a new album called Ages right now. But I want to go back for a minute to your debut album, Greenwood Shade. That debut came together pretty quick. Mm. How did it happen?
Essentially, I mean, Austin and I, of course, we grew up playing together. And we were living in a place right outside of the city, off of Greenwood Road.
It was really just kind of a fun project. We were just kind of doing some demo stuff. And then we met Alex, our engineer, who basically just recorded some demo stuff. And then we played a show, and then we booked our album release before we started recording. So we had, I don't know, was it a month to record and print the CDs and everything?
Why would you do that?
I think it was just kind of like a push to make us want to make a record. Yeah, it was a weird thing to do, but it worked. We put a record out in a month, so it's pretty fun.
I'm talking to Sleepwalkers on World Cafe. It's Sense of Place, Richmond, Virginia. I'm Raina Duras. We'll go into your new album in a minute. You said you were listening to a bunch of different records when you recorded Greenwood Shade.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a song called Images from that album. What were you listening to when you came up with this one? Anything in particular?
I think it was a lot of Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen from Greenwood Shade, The Sleepwalkers, live on World Cafe. This is Images.
Waste of time, oh.
I'm Raina Duras. You just heard Images from the Sleepwalkers. I'm talking with Michael and Austin York of Sleepwalkers in Richmond, Virginia at Space Bomb Studios for World Cafe's Sense of Place. You're signed to Space Bomb Records in Richmond, Virginia, where we are. We're in the studios right now, and they're known for doing kind of the tip-to-tail thing here. Like, they record, they produce, they have the label, they manage. And Space Bomb's kind of a Richmond institution. What makes Richmond, Virginia, such an attractive place to be an artist?
I think a big part of it is, you know, the diversity, but especially since we're involved with Space Bomb and that they've created this platform for a lot of people. They've, you know, they're like this conduit that's brought a lot of people together. I would say the diversity.
I think it's also because it's been overlooked in it to a degree. I mean, true. Like back in the day, you know, it was kind of a hub for music, and then, you know,
the original, like Nashville,
yeah, and then it kind of fell off, but
it's beautiful. The architecture's really cool.
Yeah,
I think it's becoming like this, you know, people from transients, like coming from like Winston-Salem or something, will treat it like New York, like I gotta get to Richmond, you know. It's now become this cool hub, you know, for music and for art.
You've been making music here for a while. Have you felt a change in the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, it's definitely shifted over the years, in a good way, I think, with more diverse artists. We were in bands before, and it was somewhat of a, it was predominantly a rock and roll scene, you know, and like metal
scene.
Yeah, a lot of metal.
Yeah.
But now we've got some of the best jazz musicians, in my opinion, you know.
10 years ago or whatever, it was like, you know, the metal scene versus, you know, the rock scene, or and now I feel like there's shows that'll be like, it'll be a metal band and a pop band and a hip hop group, and, you know, like, to some degree I think it's a good mix, instead of just everybody fighting against each other to like, hey, this is, you know, this is a metal city or this is a rock city or this is that, you know.
That might be the seismic change, where it's like there's just less of a competition between all these musicians. We're all working together and creating this wave that's happening, you know.
You're listening to Sense of Place on World Cafe in Richmond, Virginia. I'm Raina Duras with Michael and Austin York of Sleepwalkers. Well, I do want to talk about how you write, because there was an interesting line that I read from, I can't remember exactly who said it, but that you require kind of a sensory deprivation to write in a certain sort of way. Austin, you're laughing at that. I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean,
that means, and what senses do you need to deprive yourself of, and how do you do it?
I think normal everyday work, you know, for me, I'm sure you're the same way. It's like, hop in the shower, you take out some garbage, and that keeps that frontal lobe kind of sidetracked. So,
a lot of voice notes.
I mean, how do you go about writing?
I mean, it's different every time. I mean, sometimes it'll just be sitting down at somebody else's piano, even if you have a piano at home, it just doesn't do the same thing, you know? And then, you know, record on a voice note or GarageBand or something, you know, wherever you are. I mean, I recorded ages in the van. Just sitting outside of a Starbucks.
So will you just, like, you just sit in the van with your phone?
Yeah.
Do you think we could hear some? Is it still on there?
Oh, yeah. I got it on my phone.
Okay, that's ages on, that was a first draft on Austin York's phone. Now we're going to hear how it actually ended up sounding on the album Ages from Sleepwalkers. Just an ordinary day, trying to find a place for me to hide away. So it goes and on, wonder why I gotta be someone at all. Wonder how long it will take for you to call, and it goes That is the title track from Sleepwalker's latest album, Ages. This is World Cafe in Richmond, Virginia. Here for Sense of Place, I'm Rana Duras talking to Michael and Austin York of Sleepwalkers. Going to play another song from your newest album, Ages. And this song is just such a huge jam. And I was wondering if you could just tell us about Coyote.
Well, Coyote is about a coyote, which is someone who helps people in Mexico get across the border to America. And I don't know, with all the crazy stuff in the country, I just wanted to write a song about a hero that's this person that's bringing Mexicans into our country, because it's kind of like an epic story of where he basically is just taking people into the country, and then he, you know, dies trying to do this, you know, which I just thought was a cool concept.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Coyote from the Sleepwalkers on World Cafe. Recorded live at Space Bomb Studios in Richmond, Virginia for Sense of Place on World Cafe, that Sleepwalkers Coyote from their latest album, Ages. Thank you so much for joining me, Michael and Austin York.
Thank you.
Of Sleepwalkers. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Raina Duras. Be back in a moment on the World Cafe.